Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and Lakeshore. WSJM's Academic Challenge features a scholastic competition involving high schools from around southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams from St. Joseph. Your name and what do you want for Christmas?
Cameron and a propulsion textbook.
Okay.
That's nice.
Ryan and I want sleep for Christmas.
So mine. I'm Hudson and I want the Tigers to have a good team again.
Well, good luck. And
I need to for the Cubs.
The captain tonight for St. Joseph?
That's me.
Ryan, your coach tonight?
Mr. Edder.
Mr. Edder. And from Lakeshore, your name and what do you want for Christmas?
My name is Jake. This might seem weird, but I want a replica SMLE Mark III rifle. So.
Okay.
I'm Draven, and I don't know. Sleep sounds pretty good, I'd say.
I'm Karen, and I'm going to go with the theme of sleep.
Sleep.
All right. And who's the captain tonight for Lakeshore?
Me.
Karen? And who's your coach or coaches?
Miss Sloan.
Miss Sloan. All right. So here's the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
Very good.
And we should ask, what do you want for Christmas?
I want world peace.
World peace?
Still way away.
I just wanted to stop snowing for a little bit. All right. So is everybody ready for Academic Challenge?
Yes.
All right. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
For 20 points, name the four most powerful city-states of Renaissance Italy.
Go ahead. Opening question. Nice. That would be Jake from Lakeshore.
Florence, Genoa, Venice, and Rome.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph? Hudson from St. Joe?
Rome, Florence, Milan, Venice.
That is correct.
Yeah.
For 20 points.
Good job.
For 15 points, she was the first accredited performer to appear in a movie, starring in Queen Elizabeth in 1911. She also wrote several plays and a novel, but her reputation was made on the stage, where she played such incongruous parts as Hamlet and Napoleon's son. Who was she?
Time.
Sarah Bernhardt. For 15 points, consider the largest country in size on each continent. Name any two of the three which are also the most populous nation on their continents.
Jake from Lakeshore.
In Asia, Russia, and China?
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph?
Brazil and China.
Incorrect. It's Russia, Brazil, and Australia. For 20 points. Wait a minute. They only needed two, didn't they? So that was correct.
That was for?
Yeah, because they said Russia. What was your answer?
Brazil and China.
Oh, no,
that's
never mind.
Okay. No, I didn't know.
I thought you said Russia. The other one said Russia. Okay, never mind. It was wrong. Russia, Brazil, and Australia.
Yeah.
For 20 points.
Did you say Russia?
China, yeah.
Lake China.
Yeah, there was one wrong in each one. Mm-hmm. For 20 points, which ballet term is defined as a graceful posture in which one leg is raised and extended behind the body?
Cameron from St. Joe.
A plie.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Karen from Lakeshore?
Jeté pas.
Incorrect. It's an arabesque. For 20 points, name the four states that border Minnesota. We're not counting Michigan, even though the state boundaries meet in the middle of Lake Superior. So what four other states border Minnesota?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa.
That is correct for 20 points.
Good job.
For 5 points, near the star TRAPPIST-1, astronomers discovered seven planets that could support liquid what?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Water.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, he told the Conservative Political Action Conference that the Trump administration was working on the deconstruction of the administrative state. Who is this former White House chief strategist?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Steve Bannon.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was assassinated at an airport in what country?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Myanmar.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore? Jake from Lakeshore.
China.
Incorrect. Malaysia. For 15 points, H.R. McMaster is the new what?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
National Security Advisor.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, Homeland Security recently announced that they would aggressively enforce what kind of laws?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Immigration.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, President Trump recently declared the mainstream blank to be the enemy of the people.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Media.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, Marine Le Pen, leader of France's far-right National Front and a leading presidential candidate, canceled a meeting with Lebanon's Grand Mufti because he insisted she wear a what?
Jake from Lakeshore.
A hijab or?
Incorrect.
Ryan from St. Joe.
Headscarf.
That is correct for 10 points. Specifically, the answer says do not accept the job. So, for 10 points, Defense Ministry Jim Mattis visited Iraq in February. What did he promise the U.S. would not do?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Withdraw from Iraq.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
Put more troops in Iraq.
Incorrect. We would not seize the Iraq's oil. For 10 points, at town hall style meetings around the country of late, Republican lawmakers have faced angry questions from voters about the effects of repealing what?
Hudson from St. Joe.
Net neutrality.
Incorrect.
Can you repeat the question?
When Republicans have yet to agree on an alternative.
No. Healthcare.
Draven from Lakeshore.
No, sorry, healthcare.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what company will start a new on-demand streaming service giving subscribers 40 channels without having to pay for cable or satellite?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
YouTube.
That is correct for 10 points. You might want to get your pencils out on this one. For 20 points, arrange the following four elements in order of their atomic numbers from smallest to largest. Neon, magnesium, silicon, phosphorus.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Magnesium, neon, phosphorus, silicon.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore? Draven from Lakeshore.
Magnesium, neon, phosphorus, silicon.
Incorrect. It's neon, magnesium, silicon, phosphorus. Math question for 15 points.
Final question of the half.
A triangle has a base of 15 inches and a height of 10 inches. Using whole numbers only, determine the lengths and widths of all rectangles with the same total area as the triangle.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
75, 1, 15, 5, and 25, and 3.
That is correct for 15 points.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joseph 130, Lakeshore 10. Now, on to the 62nd round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Lakeshore, because you're trailing at the moment, you have first choice of these categories, which are A, in geography, English, cliches. What do you choose, Karen?
We choose cliches.
Cliches it is. And there is a setup. And what's the setup to cliches, Mr. Bill Klein?
If I said wedded, your answer would be bliss. Give me the other half of these word pairs used so frequently that they are cliches. That's the setup.
All right, your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
Crocodile.
Smile.
Incorrect. A moot.
Pass.
Gala.
Ball.
I'm sorry?
Ball.
Incorrect. Helping.
Hand.
Correct. Ample.
Dime.
Incorrect. Dime. Brute. Dime.
Force.
Correct. Foregone.
Conclusion.
Correct. Beneath.
Pass.
Far.
Away.
Incorrect. Dastardly.
Plot.
Incorrect. Beneath.
Us.
Incorrect. A moot.
Point.
Correct.
Four. All right, that's four. Make sure you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now, St. Joe, you can pick up points from any of the unanswered questions. That's six questions that are out there. So, the setup
one
more time.
I won't read the setup. If I said wedded, your answer would be bliss. Give me the other half of these word pairs used so frequently that they are cliches.
All right, your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
Crocodile.
Tears.
Correct. Gala.
Pass.
Ample.
Supply.
Incorrect. Opportunity. Oh. Beneath.
Pass.
Far.
Pass.
Dastardly.
Deeds.
Correct. Far.
Cry.
Correct. Beneath.
Dignity.
Incorrect. Contempt. Ample. Oh, no, you already missed
that.
Gala.
Apple.
Three. It's occasion.
All right. St. Joseph, you answered three questions for a total of 30 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories of A, in geography, and English.
A in geography.
A in geography. Is there a setup to
yes,
A
there
in
is.
Geography? And what is that?
The setup is all answers begin with A.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, your time starts once he reads the first question.
What Canadian province borders Montana?
Alberta.
Correct. What book contains nothing but maps?
Atlas.
Correct. What ski village in Colorado shares its name?
Aspen.
Correct. What U.S. state borders on two oceans?
Alaska.
Correct. Freshwater fish can be found on every continent except which?
Antarctica.
Correct. Name the U.S. folded mountain range that was pushed up by the African plate when supercontinent of Pangaea was formed?
Appalachians.
Correct. What country's name means the Eastern Kingdom in German?
Austria.
Correct. Which continent is closest in area to the U.S.?
Australia.
Australia.
Which U.S. state contains the southern end of the Appalachian Range?
Alabama.
Correct. Which name of a southern state or river pronounced differently in flowing through that state? Name a southern state or river.
Arkansas.
Correct.
Got all of them. That's 10 plus 20. That was
impressive. 120.
All right. St. Joseph, you answered all 10 questions for a total of 100 points. Plus, you receive the 20-point bonus for answering all 10 of the questions. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is St. Joseph 280 to Lakeshore 50. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Lakeshore, Karen, what's happening at Lakeshore?
Welcome from Lakeshore. Thank you to our host and our sponsors. You're too late to catch the Berrien County Dancers program tonight, but they will perform their winter program again at 7 o'clock tomorrow in the Lakeshore Auditorium. Rehearsals are underway for our musical, South Pacific. Keep an eye on the website for more information. In sports, our girls and boys basketball teams play Portage Northern. Good luck to both. Our wrestlers have the Bedford Invitational this weekend. Good luck to them. Our Christmas band concert is on Wednesday the 20th in the gym. The choir Christmas concert is the next night, Thursday, December 21st, at First Congregational Church in St. Joseph. Come celebrate the season.
All right. And from St. Joseph, Hudson, what's happening at St. Joe?
Greetings from St. Joseph. Our boys basketball team has started out 2-0, which is one of their best starts in recent years. And also tonight, swimming is at Lloyd Norix, so good luck to them. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors, especially Signature Toyota and WSG.
All right. And we do have one addition to the St. Joseph team. Go ahead and introduce yourself. And what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? For your neighbor. Oh, hello. My name is...
Your name is...
Hello, my name is Graham. And for Christmas... I don't know.
All right.
Well, we had three sleeps, so. So anything will be fine.
I hope your parents are listening.
So now let's begin our second half of today's academic challenge between Lakeshore and St. Joseph. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 15 points, a good gulp of...
Sorry, that was my bad. That was
good?
My bad. Sorry, my bad. Okay.
Let's try that again.
Sorry, that was totally my bad.
Yeah, I know what you're like. Okay. For 15 points, a good gulp of hot whiskey at bedtime is not very scientific, but it helps. Which Scottish bacteriologist gave this advice on treating the common cold, which today remains incurable, although many other diseases are successfully treated?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Fleming.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, from this world to that which is to come, completes the title of this 1678 work. Name the book.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Dante's Inferno.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
St. Joseph, 10 seconds. Cameron from St. Joseph.
Pilgrim's Progress.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, where did Jesus cause a shekel to appear miraculously?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Inside a fish.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, the women gather desert plants and the men hunt game with poisoned arrows. What are the nomadic peoples of the Kalahari Desert called?
Time.
Bushman. For 15 points, identify the variety of rose that's the official flower of the District of Columbia.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Rose cherry.
Incorrect.
Graham from St. Joseph.
The cherry blossom.
Incorrect. It's the American beauty rose. For 15 points, in feudal society, a person who held land from another on condition that he serve his lord in time of war was called what?
Graham from St. Joseph.
A serf.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
A vassal.
That is correct, so 15 points. The next four questions revolve around, are you ready? For 5 points, what colorful river is the largest southern tributary of the Mississippi?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
The Red River.
That's correct, for 5 points. For 10 points, this is a person who lives in a secluded, solitary life.
Graham from St. Joseph.
A misanthrope.
Incorrect.
Karen from Lakeshore.
A recluse.
That's correct, for 10 points. For 15 points, what French dramatist shared the 17th century spotlight with Pierre Corneille?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
René Descartes.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Time.
Jean Racine. For 20 points, who was the Secretary of State in both the Kennedy and the Johnson administrations?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Henry Kissinger.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
Nixon.
Incorrect. Remember, the category was Are You Ready? Dean Rusk. For 15 points, Agra, where you'll find the Taj Mahal, was once the capital of what empire?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
The Mughal.
That is correct, for 15 points. Multiple choice question for 15 points. Radiocarbon methods of age determination would apply to samples of the Precambrian, Cambrian, Triassic, Philocene, or late Quaternary.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Precambrian.
Incorrect.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Late Quaternary.
That's correct, for 15 points. For 20 points, of the first 5 men elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, which one pitched 3 shutouts in 1 World Series in 1905?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Cy Young.
I'm sorry?
Cy Young.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Lakeshore. 10 seconds. Time.
Christy Mathewson. Math question for 20 points. Differentiate y equals sin cubed x. Differentiate y equals sin cubed x.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
3 times sine squared x times cosine x.
That's correct. For 20 points. For 15 points. What is the oxidation number of sulfur in the thiosulfate ion? Or ion, maybe.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
+3.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
+2.
That's correct, for 15 points. For 15 points, Sirius was the canine companion of which Greek mythological hero?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Hercules.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
Perseus.
Incorrect. Orion. I thought everybody would get that because of Harry Potter. Sirius Black was a dog. For 20 points, this is the name for one of the main or larger divisions of a poem. Dante's Divine Comedy and Spenser's Faerie Queen are arranged in these divisions. What are they?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Stanzas.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph. Cameron.
Cantos.
Correct, for 20 points. For 15 points, during the day, when are the guards changed at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Jake Jake from Lakeshore.
Noon.
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Hourly.
Every hour on the hour. That's correct. Except in the summer, it's every half hour.
That was correct?
That was correct.
For how many points?
15. For 20 points.
Final question.
A geodesic sphere may contain hundreds of pentagons and hexagons in its structure, but regardless of the size of the dome, it will always contain the same number of pentagons. How many pentagons?
Jake from Lakeshore.
10.
Incorrect.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
20.
Incorrect. 12.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. On News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 405 to 90 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joseph. Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. We'll be back in 2 weeks after the holiday break at the same time as Decatur and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.
And Merry Christmas, and I hope you all get your sleep.